KRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After sailing through Congress at lightning speed, the Jeffrey Epstein Transparency Bill has been signed by President Trump. It gives the Justice Department a deadline for release of all Epstein files, save for those that would compromise any ongoing investigations.
After fighting the release of files for months, the president had no choice but to sign the bill. Every member of Congress, except for one, voted for it. In the end, Donald Trump insisted the Epstein matter had become a distraction and said he wanted to move on. With the bill signed, the Justice Department is required to release all files and communications related to Epstein, including information about his death in federal prison, within 30 days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Amid reports circulating of a new proposal for ending the war in Ukraine, some high-ranking American military officials have traveled to Ukraine. A Democrat congresswoman from Florida has been indicted on charges of absconding with millions in federal money.
Representative Sherfless McCormick is accused of stealing FEMA funds that her family's health care company had received through a federally funded COVID-19 vaccination staffing contract. So say federal prosecutors. They also contend Sherfless McCormick then used some of the FEMA money to fund her campaign through candidate contributions.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says if convicted, the lawmaker faces up to 53 years in prison. Now that the government shutdown is over, we'll be getting some fresh government economic data later this morning. The Labor Department expected to release the September employment report. A surprisingly strong quarterly earnings report from chipmaker NVIDIA, sending stocks higher overseas, and Wall Street futures are soaring. The NASDAQ futures up 332 points. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group is ready for the annual Christmas Wars.
For more than 20 years, Liberty Counsel has carried out its Friend or Foe campaign, which offers legal help to anybody trying to put Christ back in Christmas and having trouble doing that. Liberty Counsel points out that, quote, publicly sponsored nativity scenes on public property are constitutional. Classroom discussion of the religious aspects of the holidays is permissible. And students may distribute religious Christmas cards to their classmates. Michael Harrington reporting.
A South Carolina bill that would allow judges to sentence women who get abortions to decades in prison has stalled after failing to get out of a legislative subcommittee this week. Four of the six Republicans on the panel refused to vote on the measure, which would ban all abortions unless the woman's life is threatened. The three Democrats were then able to vote against advancing that legislation. The proposal is not dead, but the efforts did reveal a lack of support among Republicans. SRN News. Roger Federer has been inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame in his very first year of eligibility.
Federer was the first man to win 20 Grand Slam singles titles and was part of a self-described golden time and era of unprecedented greatness for tennis, along with rivals Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic.
I am my own career, my own player that needed those challengers. They needed a challenger like myself, and we made each other better.
Federer was the only candidate to receive enough support in the player category for the Hall's class of 2026. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Meta has started notifying young Australians to download their digital histories, delete their accounts from Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. This comes ahead of a new law that bans social media for the under 16 crowd in Australia. More details at srnnews.com.